అప్యాయందు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణచక్షు శ్రోత్రమతో బలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మాభ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణమస్త్వ నిరాకరణం మే అస్తు తదాత్మని నిరతేయ ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మా తే మయి సంతో తే మయి సంతో. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. సమస్తజనకళ్యాణే నిరతం కరుణామయం నమామి చిన్మయం దేవం సద్గురుం బ్రహ్మవిత్వరం. వి ఆర్ ఆన్ ది 13th సెక్షన్. సో స్మర, మెమరీ ఈ సుపీరియర్ టు ఆకాశ. వి కేమ్ అప్ టు ఆకాశ. Now let us read. Smaraha Vavakashat Bhuyaha Tasmatyatyapi Bahavaha Asir Annasmarantaha Naivate Kanchana శృణుయుర్న మన్వీరన్న విజానీరణ్యత వావతే స్మరేయురథ శృణుయురథ మన్వీరన్నథ విజానీరన్న స్మరేణ వై పుత్రాన్ విజానాతి స్మరేణ పశూన్ స్మరన్ ఉపాస్వేతి. స్మరః మీన్స్ వాట్? మెమరీ. మెమరీ సుపీరియర్ టు ఆకాశ. ఆల్ వ్యవహారాస్ ఆర్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ మెమరీ. ఈవెన్ టు నో దిస్ ఈస్ యువర్ సన్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు హ్యావ్ మెమరీ. ఈవెన్ టు టాక్, ఐ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ మెమరీ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్స్. Judgment of situation depend upon past memories. If if many people are seated together but don't remember each other, then there won't be any talk because they don't know anything. They don't remember each other, name also not known. What is there to talk because they don't remember anything? So that's why buddhi nashat pranashyati, total. Even existent thing will become non-existent. Sometime you forget you have money in the pocket. You borrow from other, others thinking that you have no money because memory. Even vijnanam, forgotten all that we have learned, it is as good as not knowing anything. So vijnanam, so here it is, smara is subtler than akasha. Then sayasmaram brahmetyupaste యావత్ స్మరస్య గతం తత్ తత్రాస్య యథా కామచారో భవతి యః స్మరం బ్రహ్మేత్యుపాస్తేస్తి. భగవః స్మరాద్భూయః ఇతి స్మరాద్వావ భూయః అస్తి ఇతి తన్మే భగవన్ బ్రవీత్వితి. సేమ్ యాజ్ ది ప్రీవియస్ వన్, హీ విల్ ఆల్సో బికమ్ యాజ్ వాస్ట్ యాజ్ పాసిబుల్. యాజ్ మచ్ యాజ్ మెమరీ కెన్ గో, హీ క్యాన్ ట్రావెల్, హీ క్యాన్ రీచ్. దాన్ క్వశ్చన్ నాద్ అగైన్ ఆస్క్ క్వశ్చన్, ఇస్ దర్ ఎనీథింగ్ సెటిలర్ దాన్ మెమరీ? సో ద టీచర్ సేస్ ఎస్. వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్? ఆశ. Asha is subtler than memory. Asha here means hope, hope. Asha vava smarat bhuyaha asya shedyo vaismaraha మంత్రానధీతే కర్మాణి కురుతే పుత్రాంశ్చ పశుంచేచ్ఛత ఇమం చ లోకమమం చేచ్ఛత ఆశాం ఉపాస్వేతి. ఆశ అప్రాప్త వస్తు ఆకాంక్ష. ఆశ డెఫినేషన్ ఈస్ అప్రాప్త వస్తు ఆకాంక్ష, ఆశ. సో తృష్ణ ఆర్ కామ, దిస్ ఈస్ బిగ్గర్ దాన్ ఈవెన్ ఆకాశ అండ్ మెమరీ ఆర్ డిజైర్. సో దిస్ డిజైర్ ఈస్ సట్లర్ దాన్ ఈవెన్ ఆకాశ. Akasha or the earlier one was what? That Smaran. Smaran. Now, you are yearning, whatever you like, you remember, whatever you don't like, you forget. So even education, the concentration is dependent upon interest. If I love Vedanta, I will have concentration. If I don't love, then class will be boring. Not only boring, you will look for a corner, quietly sleep. Why? We got no interest. So here, the asha is subtler than even smaranam. Therefore, asham ఉపాస్వ ఇతి, మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ ఆశ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్. సో కామ ఆశ హియర్ వీ కెన్ ట్రాన్స్లేట్ యాజ్ అప్రాప్త వస్తు ఆకాంక్ష, సంథింగ్ దాట్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్, యూ వాంట్ టు హ్యావ్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కామ. సో అప్రాప్త వస్తు ఆకాంక్ష జ్ఞానం, దిస్ ఈస్ ఆశ. తృష్ణ or kama, longing for something that you don't have, is called asha. So this is subtler than even the akasha and smriti. Now continuing, saya asham brahmetyupasta ఆశయాస్య సర్వే కామాః సమృద్ధ్యంత్యమాఖా హాస్యాశిపో భవంతి యావదాశాయా గతం తత్రస్య यथा काबचारो भवति य आशां ब्रह्मेत्युपास्तेऽस्ति भगवः आशाया भूयः इत्याशाया वाव भूयः अस्तीति तन्मे भगवन् भवेत्विति. So Asha, aspiration also another meaning here is given. The book aspiration is given. That is also okay. Aprapta vastu akamksha. That is what Vashyagara has given. Asha means trishna or kama. All his desires will be fulfilled. Here. The palashuti. Satya kamaha bhavati. So it is satyakama means kama will become satyam. His desires will be fulfilled. All wishes are fulfilled. So such a person should be careful what he wishes. Because sometimes some wrong desire comes and that also gets fulfilled. It's a problem afterwards. All prayers become fruitful. He will be as pervasive as Asha. Now, again, is there anything better? I think this is the last one, okay? 15th one is the last one. Finally, we are coming to the last. प्राणो वा आशाया भूयान् यथा वा अरानाभा समर्पिता एव मस्मिन् प्राणे सर्वं समर्पितम् प्राणः प्राणेन याति प्राण प्राणं ददाति प्राणाय ददाति प्राणोह पिता प्राणो माता प्राणो भ्राता प्राणस्वसा प्राण आचार्यः प्राणो ब्राह्मणः. Now, prana is superior to asha, hope or aspiration. Now, prana stands for Hiranyagarbha here. Hiranyagarbha, you know, total subtle body called Hiranyagarbha. The very life itself, Hiranyagarbha, is the cause of all. Sukshva, samashti sukshma sharira sahita chaitanyam is called Hiranyagarbha. Samashti sukshma shariram. Your sukshma shariram, you know. Manaha, buddhi, ahankaram, chittam. And this can function only when prana is there. So prana is with sukshma sharira. And total manobuddhi ahankara chittam is called samashti. So samashti sukshma sharira sahita chaitanyam called Hiranyagarbham. Samashti karana sharira sahita chaitanyam is called Ishvara. Now, the word prana refers to samashti sukshma shariram or Hiranyagarbha himself. Hiranyagarbha otherwise called Brahmaji, okay? So there is Hiranyagarbha. Prana is the most important part of Sukshma Shariram. Therefore, prana becomes, prana means Sukshma Shariram. Hiranyagarbha is from everything is born, sustained and dissolved. Samashti Sukshma Sharira Sahita Chaitanyam is called Hiranyagarbha, born of Ishvara. Samashti Karana Sharira Sahita Chaitanyam is called Ishvara. Karana Shariram means causal body. That is what sleep, deep sleep. Deep sleep is equal to Ishvara, according to Mandukya. Okay. So Virat and Tejas and all Tejasa, Pratnya, all that. So the and the dream is equal to Hiranyagarbha. So that is how it is equated. Brahman plus Maya is called Ishvara. Brahman is Supreme Lord, attributeless, nameless, formless, cause, beyond causation. That is Brahman. And such Brahman has a potential power. That power is called Maya. So Maya Sahita Brahman is called Ishvara. And that Ishvara is the one who Sishtikarta, Stitikarta, Layakarta. And he is the one who gives you karma phaladhata also. Brahman, there is no karma phaladhata. Karma phaladhata is with Maya. Besides, the Saundarya Lahiri also, Shankaracharya writes, no, Shaktya Yuktaha. So only when he is associated with Shakti, Lord Shiva is powerful. Otherwise, Shivane Nukadam. Sit quietly, doing nothing in meditation only. So Brahman plus Maya, not born of anything else. Brahman is Swayambhu. There is no cause for Brahman. And same thing, Maya also, there is no cause. Both are anadi. Prakritim purusham ceva vidyanati upavapi. 13th chapter. Doctor, same, both are anadi. Now the upasana here is prana. Hiranyagarbha is greater than asha. Why? Ara nabhau samarpita. Just at the spoke of a chariot, wheel are fixed in the, what do you call that? Axle or pivot. Axle, nave. So also is all the fixed. Everything is fixed on this prana. All senses are fixed on prana. Because if prana is not there, none of the senses works. Jnanendriyas also won't work, karmendriya also won't work. None of the karmendriya can function. Not only that, none of the activities in the inner system also doesn't work without prana. All the enzyme that is excreted at the proper time, when the food is given, the digestive fire, digestive enzyme, etc., at the proper time. It is all timed. There are a lot of timer is there in our system. So the moment that the food goes inside, it comes automatically. Those system works because of what? That energy, kinetic energy must be there. The kinetic system is this prana. So think about it, how that great engineer has planned all these things. Bhagavan is the greatest engineer. Okay. So Hiranyagarbha is the link to everything. Everything is connected to this Hiranyagarbha. hub through spoke supports the rim. So too, the whole universe is like a wheel. All forces are like spokes of a wheel. The whole universe, if you look at it, it is like a wheel. That is why the revolution, engineering field, the revolution started only when they discovered wheel. Until they discovered wheel, progress was not there in the engineering field. So once they discovered wheel, you see, why? Because they discovered the secret of this creation. Creation is nothing but a wheel. And all of them are supported by Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is the hub. So, karanam eva sarva karyam bhavati. Sarva pranamayam jagate. So, this prana is the karanam. So, therefore, all karyam also prana only. So, sarvam pranamayam jagate. Then who supports prana? It is self-supporting itself. It is supporting itself. Means Paramatma is supporting prana. Without that, prana, otherwise prana becomes what? Brahman. Prana can be meditated upon as Brahman, but prana is not Brahman. Why? Because then what happens? Prana can be controlled. Isn't it? Pranayama. So the one who is controlling is superior to prana, isn't it? Then prana doesn't have knowledge. In sleep, when you are sleeping, prana is going up and down, isn't it? Suppose, in the Hindi novels they write, Andheri Raat, Bijli Chamakrehi, and one solitary man is in the balcony, and in that Bijli, Chaku Nikale hai, and shining in the light, and Kidiki Karkarare. You open the kidiki slowly and enter into the bedroom of this person, and he is sleeping, snoring away. And slowly advances to the bed, and he lifted his hand to strike this man. At that time, he gets up and have hold his hand. Like this. But you see, when he is sleeping like that, that prana is not going to tell him that, hey, there is somebody is there, you wake up and all that. Who wakes him up? Not prana, it is Paramatma. So, prana is not self, but here is, prana is a function. So, Hiranyagarbha, that's why Brahmaji is not ultimate truth. Ultimate truth is Brahman. Now, number two, second mantra. And third also there. Sayati pitaram va mataram va. Bhrataram va swasaram va. Acharyam va brahmanam va. Kinchit brishamiva. Pratyaha. Diktva tiktve vena. Ahuhu, pitrhavai tomasi, matrhavai tomasi, bratrhavai tomasi, sosrhavai tomasya acharyaha, Vai Tomasi Brahmanaha Vai Tomasiti. Since prana alone is appearing in the form of vikas, karanam eva sarva karyam bhavati. Prana alone is appearing in the form of father, mother, teacher. Therefore, any insult towards them is equal to disrespecting the Hiranyagarbha himself. Wow, this is a value given. So any insult you give to parents, because it will be insult to prana, means what? Hiranyagarbha. Answering back without obeying their command is considered disrespect on or insult. It is such a great sin and considered equal to pitruvatham. So that is what is given here. Okay. Pitruvatham. Diktva astu. Fie on you. Itiha. Iti eva dasenam ahuhu. Say. Tum vai pitruha. A slayer of father. Wow. Such a great sin. People are not even aware of it. Diktva, fie upon you. So he is called Pitruha. Now this is an incidental value. What is to be understood here? Tasma, therefore, Pranaha Mahan. Hiranyagarbha is, prana is great and respectful. How? As long as prana remains in your body, the person is respectful, holy. When prana leaves, he is inauspicious. Therefore, prana is respectful. That is the tatparya of the second mantra, second passage. Now, third one. Atha yadyapi ena anukranta pranaanshulena samasam vedishandahena evainam ruyuhu pitrhasiti na madrha siti, na bhratrha siti, na sosrha siti, na acharyha siti, na brahmanaha siti. When the prana has left their bodies, even if one heaps them together or cuts them into pieces with a lance and burns them up, means even if they do such extreme cruel acts as burning the bodies, people would not say to him, you are a slayer of your father. No, because he is no more there. Only the body is there. Life is, body is respected. Life is not respected. Therefore, the prana is adorable, respectful, revered. So therefore, respect belongs to whom? Prana. Hence, Hiranyagarbha upasanam kuru. So this is one of the most important upasana. In the whole Chandogya Upanishad, one of the most important upasana is prana upasana. So that prana is, so what is upasana? Nikrishta vastuni utkrishta dishti. It is called upasana. So this is something that you can see, experience. Prana is something you can experience. So upon that prana, you superimpose what? Brahman, which you cannot see, experience. So that is called upasana. Then slowly what happened? That upasana gives you steadiness of mind and purify your mind, and that will take you to realization. Fourth mantra. Prano hyevaitani sarvani bhavati sava esha evam pasyanevam manvana evam vijanan nativadi bhavati tam ched bruyuhu ativadyasit ativadyasmiti bhuyannapahruvit apahnuvita. He should not deny. Since Hiranyagarbha is the greatest among the 15, he will become greatest among the 15. 15 item. The Upasaka become the greatest. How he does the Hiranyagarbha Upasana? It is the life in all living beings. So not only your own prana, but that prana is the one in every living being. Wherever life is there, including plants, and starting from what is Vipilika, Brahmati Vipilika Paryantam. So all of them, you should consider that is their upasana should include all of them. It is the life in all living beings. But the life in other beings are not visible for me. So we can only infer whether there is life or not. Anumeyam, natu pratyaksham. But prana is visibly seen. In one place, that is in you. That is me. Whether I am alive or not, there is no doubt. So in my own life, I should see the Hiranyagarbha and meditate upon that. And you can also mentally imagine the same prana is the total prana. So earlier there was a meditation in, I think, the 5th chapter, there was a meditation about prana vasana. There more details are given. And so I become Hiranyagarbha myself. Like in a stone you invoke the Lord, the same way you invoke Hiranyagarbha upon yourself. Such a person is called Ativadi, the greatest speaker. So Ativadi means greatest speaker, not talkative person. He become capable of speaking in a manner transcending everything, beginning from Nama and ending with Asha. That was the one we saw so far, you know that. And Prana is the last one. If someone calls him as, "You are a great speaker," he should own up. He should not become too humble and try to say, no, not like that. No, you should own up. I am a great speaker. Yes. So, Namadi Prananta Paryantam Upasana ends here. So, what is the Phalasruti for the Pranopasana? He become Ativadi. Ativadi means, see, Prana stands for speaking, you see. We have seen that in the 6th chapter. Prada. See, there are fire, you see, fire. Fire is the one that gives prana. Fire or water? Yeah, fire, fire, fire. Because fire is speech. So prana, the speech. The presiding deity is fire. So that fire, fire is what you call promoted or kindled or supported by what? What is the fire that we take? Oil, ghee. So that's why ghee is supposed to be very good for speech. So all the pandits, you know, they have to chant mantras continuously 2 hours, 3 hours. They have to take ghee, it seems. So the prana and the ghee is connected. Tho vai ayuhu also there. Now we enter into 16th section. Esha tu va ati vadati.
Esha tu va ati vadati.
Yaha satyena ati vadati.
Yaha satyena ati vadati.
Soham bhagavaha.
Soham bhagavaha.
Satyena ati vadaniti.
Satyena ati vadaniti.
Satyam tveva.
Satyam tveva.
Vijitnyasitavyamiti.
Vijitnyasitavyamiti.
Satyam bhagavo.
Satyam bhagavo.
Vijitnyasa iti.
Vijitnyasa iti.
Now the teaching starts. Before that, there is an introduction. Really speaking, he is not Adivadi. Only relatively great. Comparatively great, but not the greatest. Apekshika Mahan. Because Hiranyagarbha itself is born and therefore it disappears also. So prana is also born. Therefore it is limited. So Hiranyagarbha means Brahmaji. Brahmaji is born. So from the navel, the lotus came, and then from the lotus, Brahmaji appeared. He started looking four directions, therefore he got four heads. And then he heard a voice, tapaha, tapaha, tapaha. So then he started meditating. Then Bhagavan appeared and gave him the teaching. Then only he could create. And another thing, Brahmaji cannot create something that is not there. Okay. That is also another limitation. He can create only what was there already. That's what the scientists also can do, only what is there. They cannot create anything new. Not even one atom of matter they can create. So, apekshika mahan. Therefore, it is limited and hence come under mithya, unreal. So, Hiranyagarbha is also unreal. See, think about it. Brahmaji is, we think Brahmaji is real, you know. It's not real. He is also unreal. So that is the problem with Vedanta. It is so bold. The next one. Atyantika Mahan. That is Satyam, not Mithya. So one is Apekshika Mahan, Ativadi, Apekshika Mahan. This one is Atyantika Mahan, Satyam, which is not Mithya. Therefore, Sanat Kumara himself introduces the truth. So he is not waiting for Narada to ask a question, so he himself introduces. So far I gave the Ativadi title to Hiranyagarbha Upasaka. But he does not actually deserve the Ativadi title. The following one alone deserve Ativadi title. Which one? Yaha Satyena Adivadati. the one who is the karanam for Hiranyagarbha, which is Satyam Brahma. Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, Brahman, Satyam, truth. Then Narada got interested in truth. Not Hiranyagarbha. If you want to know Satyam, one should aspire for it. Narada said, I aspire for that truth, hence teach me that truth. So, if you want truth, you have to aspire for the truth. Now we have to ask ourselves, are we really want to know the truth? Narada said, yes, I want to know. So we also say, yes. Now 17. Yadā vai vijānātyatha satyam vadati na vijānan satyam vijānan satyam vadati vijānan neva satyam vadati vijñānam tveva vijit Jnasidavyamiti. Vijnanam Bhagavo. Vijitnyasa iti. Now, when a person wants to talk about Satyam, he should have knowledge about Satyam. Therefore, jnanam is important. One who has vijnanam only can talk about satyam. When Narada says, okay, then you talk about vijnanam. Okay, then Sanat Kumara said, okay, I'll teach you vijnanam. So when one realizes, then alone does one declare the truth. Without understanding, one does not declare the truth. Only he who realizes declares the truth. But one must desire to understand realization. There I desire to understand realization. Vijnanam. Translated as realization here. Now, section 18. Still, Vedanta has not come, okay? So much introduction. The whole chapter, slowly prepare your mind. But one of the, there are so many upasanas are given. It is not that this Sanat Kumara didn't have, but they had a lot of time, leisure, so let me give elaborately. It's not like that. Because, see, what hits you, what inspire you, we don't know. See, everyone is unique. So that's why we have so many different type of upasanas. So not, see, it's not like one book and one God and one path. So take it or leave it like that. It's not like that. Here we are given out of compassion. Our rishis were compassionate. And they have given choices, different choices. Because each one is unique. What you like, I may not like. So therefore, varieties are placed here. And each one of us, we can take one of them, whatever you like. So, mana brahmedi upasida. So, somebody can do manas as Brahman and meditate. Somebody think that prana is better, so I will take that. Or walk, somebody can take. So, whatever that you feel or get inspired, you can choose that. But it's not that you have to do all of them. It's not necessary. any one of them you take, then it will lead you to that state, Ativadi state. Now, 18th. Yadavai manuteta vijanati namatva vijanati matveva vijanati matistveva vijitnyasitavyeti matim bhagavo vijit Nyasa iti. To come to Vijnanam, one should have committed enquiry. So, Matihi, only then Jnanam comes. Then you can talk about Satyam. So, to come to Vijnanam, one should have committed inquiry. That is called Matihi. Only then Jnanam comes. Now tell me, what is this Mati? Narada is asking. So, from Vijnanam, what happened? Gone to Mati. All right, 19. So that is all the tatparya there in that word, in that mantra. So for gaining vijnanam, one has to have Mati. Mati means inquiry here. So Mati shabda has got another meaning also, Mati buddhi also, but here it is inquiry. So he asks, what is that? Mati. Yadavai shuddhadatyatha manute na shraddhat shraddhadan manute shraddhat shraddhadadeva manute shraddhatveva vijitnyasitavyeti saddham bhagavo vijitnyasa iti. Now he asks for matihi. Matihi means inquiry. A person can do inquiry only when he is endowed with shraddha. So now again another one. So from Vrijnanam we go to Mati, from Mati to Shraddha. Shraddham vina mananam na sambhavati. Mananam vina Vijnanam na sambhavati. Vijnanam vina vadanam na sambhavati. Vadanam vina ativati na sambhavati. So this is, you understand, I don't have to translate, right? Shraddham vina mananam na sambhavati. Mananam vina vijnanam na sambhavati. Vijnanam vina speaking is not possible. Vadanam na sambhavati. Vadanam vina adivadi na sambhavati. So this is sequence. Therefore, better you know what is Shraddha. Now, Narada asks, what is Shraddha? You have to get a very good definition of Shraddha here. 20th. Yadavai nistishtastyatha shraddhadati na nistishta shraddhadati nistishtanneva shraddhadati నిష్టాత్వేవ విజిజ్ఞాసితవ్యేతి నిష్టాం భగవో విజిజ్ఞాస ఇతి. సో శ్రద్ధ మీన్ ఆస్తిక్య బుద్ధి. సో శ్రద్ధ విల్ కమ్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ నిష్ఠ ఇస్ దేర్. నిష్ఠ మీన్స్ సర్వింగ్ ద గురు, ఆశ్రమ్ ఎట్సెట్రా. సో ఓన్లీ దెన్ డివోషన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ నిష్ఠ. విత్ డివోషన్ వన్ హూ సర్వ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ గురు అండ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ ది వర్క్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ గురు ఆల్సో, బికాస్ ఇట్ సమ్ టైమ్ గురు మే నాట్ బి అవైలబుల్ టు సర్వ్, బట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దాట్ వర్క్ హీ స్టార్టెడ్, whatever his vision is there, you serve that, you fulfill that, that becomes seva to your guru. So this is called nistishtati. One has steadfastness in serving, and without steadfastness serving the guru, nashraddhadati, one does not have faith. Nistishtan, he who has steadfastness service to guru, శ్రద్ధదాతి హ్యాస్ ఫెయిత్. సో వన్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ నిష్ఠ. సో అనుష్ఠానం ఇత్యాది నిష్ఠ, ఏ కన్సిస్టెంట్ సర్వీస్ టు వన్స్ ఓన్ గురు. ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ గురు, యూ కన్సిడర్ భగవాన్ హ్యాస్ యువర్ గురు అండ్ సర్వ్ హిమ్. సర్వ్ హిస్, all living beings are his image only. So janaseva become janardana seva. So then shraddha comes, slowly shraddha. Shraddha roughly translated as faith. So faith also we have two words, one is belief, another is faith. Belief is something that is subject to change. Shraddha is something that is not subject to change. Faith never changes. Suppose I ask you a question, do you believe that your great-grandfather existed, or you have faith your great-grandfather existed? Suppose you say, I believe, because I have not seen him. No, it is a faith because it is a conviction, because you are there, therefore he should be there. So this conviction, belief with conviction is called Shraddha, faith. So belief supported with knowledge is called faith. It is not blind faith. మూఢ విశ్వాసమయ. సో శ్రద్ధ మీన్ ఆస్తిక్య బుద్ధి. అస్థి ఇది బుద్ధి, భగవాన్ ఈస్ అండ్ దెర్ ఈస్ నో డౌట్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ మూఢభక్తి ఓర్ మూఢ విశ్వాస్ అంధవిశ్వాస్. నో, ఇట్ ఈస్ బోర్న్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. It's a firm conviction. So astikya buddhi means asti iti buddhi. Bhagavan is. There is no doubt. What is the proof? I am the proof. You don't have to go anywhere. Like a children ask, what is the proof? You are the proof. Tell me, you eat some food, who you digest, how you digest. So the very, who is digesting it? Who? Okay, that is science, say this is what you will say. And so, but then who put it there, first place? Who make it work? And then, who engineered it? Who designed it and given to you? So take care. So you yourself is the proof, you don't have to go anywhere. That is the point. So that buddhi is called astikya buddhi. Shraddha will come only when Nishta is there. Nishta here means serving the Guru and Guru's work. So that devotion is also called Nishta. Now question is, what is Nishta? 21. Yada vai karotyatha nistishtade na kritva nistishtade kritveva nistishtade kridistveva vijitnyasidavveti kritim bhagavo vijitnyasa iti. Nishta is possible only when there is kriti. Kriti means indriya samyama, sense control. Nishta is possible only when you have indriya samyama. Mind control will lead to chitta ekagrata. Only then nishta will come to that person. Because you want to serve your guru, you have to have certain discipline, isn't it? That's why Guru Charanam Bhuja Narbhara Bhaktaha Sendriya Manasa Niyama Deva Trichati Nijahrdayastam Devam. So this Indriya Nigraha and sense control, everything will come to a person who serves one's own guru. Automatically come. You don't have to practice separately. So, only then Nishta will come to that person. Indriya Nigraha will give Nishta. Nishta will give you Matihi. Mati will give you Vijnanam. Then Vijnanam give you Satyam. That is the sequence. So, from Astik Shraddha, Nishta. So, unless you have Nishta, you will not have Shraddha. Nishta here means indriya samyama, sense control, discipline. Karoti one acts adhatan, nistishtadi does one become steadfast, akritva, without na nistishtadi one does not become steadfast, kritva, kati. So that is a point here. Nishta is possible only when there is kriti, indriya samyama. That is the main point here. Now, 22. Now, what is this nishta again? Nothing is left without explanation, okay? That's the point. Yada vai sukham labhate atha karoti na sukham labdhva karoti sukhameva labdhva karoti sukham tveva vijitnyasi davyamiti sukham bhagavo vijitnyasa iti. So yadave sukham labhate, when one, if the sense control has to take place, one has to find sukham in that. Unless you develop love for a thing, you will not pursue that particular thing. Now, what is that sukham is the point now. So, unless you find sukham, happiness, in that யூ வில் நாட் பர்சூ. இதாவே சுகம் லபதே அத கரோதி நாசுகம் லப்த்வா கரோதி. ஸோ இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் கெட் சுகம் யூ வில் நாட் பர்சூ தட் பர்டிகுலர் திங். So when you have sukham, then only you will pursue that. Earlier it was what? What was that? Nishta. So it is said self-control is nishta, indriya samyamam is nishta. But if you don't find joy in that, you will not do it. So what is that? The nishta. Nishta is sukham. Now then sukham means what? Temporary sukham only we are thinking. But what is ultimate sugam is the next point. So an answer, then what is sugam, real sugam? As an answer to that, Brahma Vidya is given. Pumaiva sugam. That is the next topic. Huh? Okay, we shall deal with it tomorrow. Huh? We'll complete it. No, I have confidence. Tomorrow we have one more class. That is it. That class don't miss, huh? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. ஹரி ஓம்.